Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Next on The Californians.
There's a breathtaking spot in this great land of ours where the mountains descend to the sea in more wondrous beauty than words can express. And my loved one did wait there for me.
And now for news of our own West Coast, we take you to
Los Angeles, Los Angeles, Los Angeles, Los Angeles, Los Angeles, Los Angeles, you don't need that.
Los Angeles, Los Angeles. KFI AM 640, Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. Good morning. 5.05 a.m. to be exact here on Sunday, September 23rd. What is wrong with you, Los Angeles? Oh my God, I almost lost my life right now. On the 110 freeway, if you are listening to me right now and you are the one on the Harbor Freeway in downtown Los Angeles, I'm sorry. Southbound lanes, it's bad. Here's what's so surreal, by the way, and I haven't told producer Brent this. I walked in this morning into the studio and I had this like yellowish look to my face, like kind of the look of panic and concern. So I turn on traffic radio, if you will. And I listen as I'm listening to this report about, and by the way, southbound lanes of the Harbor Freeway, the 110 freeway, there is a wrong way driver. I'm like, no, I'm on the 110. Wait a minute. Oh, but I'm going northbound. Okay, this is good. So I'm thinking southbound. So, you know, the reporter and me still driving. And by the way, trying to navigate around you drunk people who think it's okay to get behind the wheel, some idiot in a F-150, huge gas guzzler, carbon footprint, don't get me started, is like swerving from one lane to the next. I'm like, hey, buddy, pick a freaking lane. It's called Lyft, Uber, limousine. I don't know. Call your mother. Don't drink and drive. Pissed me off, right? So I'm already dealing with this guy, another person that's not driving responsibly, you know, at 4 a.m. I get it, from Saturday to Sunday. But then I hear this report about the wrong way driver. And as I'm approaching downtown LA, so over by 6th Street, you know, off those off ramps, I look to the left and there is an army of black and whites, right? Police cars, LAPD, CHP. It is a blessing. Wow. Whoever this driver is, consider yourself incredibly blessed. Somehow, reports got through. This person did not slam into any vehicle, was driving wrong way on the 110 southbound lane. Do you understand how busy that area is through downtown? And so apparently they stopped the car. I think it was like a dark colored Honda Accord with tinted windows. Pretty good, huh? I'm driving and I was able to like, you know, peek over to the other side and I saw this. And of course, traffic is at a snarl. It's a mess down there. I'm really sorry, guys. So, you know, just, you know, use your patience. I know that they were trying to help folks to get off the freeway there, but incredibly scary. Like, I'm serious. I'm like, oh my God, what is wrong with people? I mean, this is always my concern, especially, you know, doing these overnight, early morning hours. People think, oh, well, there's less traffic. Sure. But the problem is you're going to get that one idiot that's coming back from the club or the bar or whatever and decides like, it's okay, I can do this. And could you imagine? Like, honestly, like it gives me the chills. As I drove past that, I thought, this person has no idea how lucky he or she is that he or she didn't slam into somebody, cause a chain reaction. I mean, you know, every time it's the odds are like 99% for this person to slam into someone and for fatalities to happen. And it's not even your fault, right? Like I always say, I drive defensively because of other people.
I don't know. I'm mad at this guy as well because you came in and took it out on me.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, totally.
Pretty much.
Give me some water. Hurry up.
No. No. But I mean, it's, oh my God, how horrifying.
Pray for me. It's going to be a long show.
Yeah, it sure is, buddy. Mm-hmm. No, but please be safe. You know, if it means you just have to sit in your car at the parking lot, at the dive bar, then so be it. Sleep it off, man. Sleep it off.
Drink at home.
That's the other thing. Exactly. You should drink at home. Hey, I also want to update you, though, on something that's happening, because we got our firefighters working really hard right now. Actually, the weather outside as we speak is actually pretty nice. I was thinking it was going to be a little bit cold, a little cooler now, right, that we're entering fall. But, of course, yesterday was hot. It was like 96 degrees in the Castaic area. And now there's this thing called the Charlie Fire, which exploded yesterday. I guess it was initially reported about 2:40 p.m. Off the 31,000 block of Charlie Canyon Road. Well, L.A. County Fire showed up, and there was a few acres apparently at the top of the ridge, you know, up in flames. And it first came out as like a second alarm response, 120 firefighters. They had three helicopters, which is great, though, and two Super Scooper fixed wing aircrafts on it. But the wind was an issue, interestingly enough. Humidity was good, so that was helpful, but the wind was brutal. So it kind of exploded into, I think it's up to 3,000 acres. So they did have some evacuations. And let's see, it looks like at the time, 20 to 50 homes had been evacuated near Camp 14 on San Francisco Road. And again, as a preventative measure. But we'll keep you posted here. And I know Mary Kate in the newsroom is keeping an eye on that as well with our team. They do have an evacuation center set up per LA County Sheriff's Department. They said that they've set up Castaic Sports Complex. That's over at 31230 Castaic Road. Please make sure if you guys are in that area, you know, please pay attention to law enforcement and fire if they tell you to move out. And if you haven't cleared brush around your home, your property, like, that's not good. So definitely don't try to do that today. And now it's a little too late. Just go ahead and, you know, get your stuff ready if you must leave. Small animals are, by the way, are being evacuated to the Castaic Animal Shelter. And I guess the large animals are being evacuated to the Antelope Valley Fairgrounds. So something to think about. And then, of course, I know the Mendocino Fire, right? That's like the biggest wildfire on record or so.
Ever. Yeah.
Ever, yeah. Is fully contained. What was the acreage on that?
Oh, my gosh. That's...
You know, I'd ask a tough question like that.
Yeah. Right off the bat.
Right off the bat, exactly. And by the way, on the Charlie Fire, some of you asked me, there is zero containment. So still zero containment right now. They're working on this. I'm actually working tonight at KTLA, my night side shift. So tonight's a very long day.
290,600 acres.
Oh, my God. The Mendocino Fire, not the Charlie Fire.
That's the Mendocino Fire.
Yeah. And that's been fully contained now.
Fully contained.
And that's the issue, of course. That's the biggest challenge, is that you have idiot wrong way drivers in California, but you also have these wildfires that really make it a challenge, and firefighters are very tired. And actually, that's another story that I was talking to one of my buddies. He said, we're pretty tired, especially when you get these back-to-back. There's really no downtime for our fire teams.
There used to be fire season. Remember that?
I remember that a long time ago, but that doesn't exist anymore. Now it's like all the time. Hey, so I also want to get into men acting very badly. I know, but this is really bad. So, okay, I'm cute. I've been on a reality show. Oh, yeah, ladies, and I'm a surgeon. What's your name? All right, creep. What a creep. He and this guy, Orange County surgeon, and his girlfriend would apparently, they're being accused of meeting people online at bars, taken home, and then they would drug them and do things to them. Really nasty. But apparently they're not alone. Then you got the Dine and Dasher guy. Then you got the rapists up north. What is wrong with these people?
Why are you looking at me?
All right.
Well, I brought you water.
When we come back, oh, I'm going after these people. We're going to be Judge Elizabeth.
Oh,
Court of
crap.
Judge Elizabeth. Judge Espinosa. All right. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640. Mary Kate, I have too much energy this morning.
I would watch that show. Can you please be the judge?
Yeah! Esta noche, Judge Espinosa.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait for that.
Thank you.
Took you like a shot. Thought that I could chase you with a cold evening. Let a couple years water down how I'm feeling about you. And every time we talk, every single word builds up to
the KFI AM 640. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, 5:20 a.m. 8:20 on the East Coast. Hey, East Coast, welcome. Love it when you guys tune in as well. In the Midwest, we love you too. In the South, in the North, in New Zealand, and our listeners all over the world, especially those of you in Las Vegas right now, wasted out of your mind coming out of that iHeart Music Festival, which I was supposed to attend. But, you know, this is more important to me, guys. My obligations here with you. Listen, we are, I'm taking you to court.
Yeah.
That's how we roll over here on Sunday mornings, okay? At 5:20 a.m. on this Sunday, September 23rd, this is Judge Espinosa's court. Take it away. Oh, yeah. No one gets away in my court. Oh, no. What was that? Shut up! Shut up!
They always have the announcer is kind of like, take one, Paul Guadalupe. He's charged with meeting his honey and not having any money.
Oh! Wow, that's pretty good. Ooh, that's right. This little piece of work. 45 years old, charged last month for defrauding the women by inviting them to dine at expensive restaurants. Pasadena, LA area, Glendale, Long Beach, by producer Brent's house, and Beverly Hills. Well, apparently, oh my God, guilty as charged. I feel like with that little, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
No, here's the deal. I think you guys heard about this story. Like, it was pretty big, right? The judge has basically dismissed 10 felony charges filed against this guy. This piece of work, I tell ya. Well, this clearly isn't Judge Espinosa's courtroom. This is Judge Daryl Mavis, who reduced this guy, his name again, Gonzalez, what's the full name?
Paul.
Paul Guadalupe Gonzalez, from $315,000 to $100,000. So here's the deal. Basically met these women, and he did it because he wanted to go to fancy restaurants and eat. Wow. Okay, what part of hashtag loser do we not get?
Okay, I got to speak for the guy part. Every guy goes through this, except... You know, the women, they stick around and say, "Well, I'm not going to hang out afterwards." They don't bail after the check, but it'll say, "Hey, I had a great time. Bye."
Right. But
so
but you pick up the bill.
I think
and
we have reached parity as far as guys are concerned.
Well, okay. So I'll give you that. I do think some women are pretty bad about this. But women don't exactly go to the dinner and order something really expensive and then leave, like go to the bathroom and then disappear. And then you're sitting there like, huh? Usually, and ladies, we're doing this all wrong, clearly. Because this guy went out of his way to go to the, you know, fanciest places. But, you know, I think it's more than just a meal. It's like this guy's really twisted when you really think, if you're still for a second and carefully, meticulously analyze this behavior for a 45-year-old man, I think it's kind of like... he's a little bit of a rapist in my mind because it's like,
no, that's a little bit too extreme. No,
but you know why I say that? Because there's a power element. There's a power trip to it. There's an element of control. He's controlling the situation. He's getting something out of it. He's taking something away from these women. So basically, the problem with the law is that, you know, you need something to fit the crime, right? The legal definition. So they went after him for extortion, which, you know, the legal meaning would be something like obtaining property from another induced by wrongful use of actual or threatened force, violence or fear, or under color of official right. Well, they went for felonies, the district attorney, but the court said, no, these are just misdemeanors. And so I guess he's got to go. I think he's going back to court this week is our understanding. We know that, the victims still want to fight this. And court documents, by the way, show this Gonzalez guy had a haircut and a hair color treatment from a Pasadena salon in April. And
did he pay for that?
Nope. Left without paying. Yep. So the DA still wants to reinstate the felony charges. It will be tough probably to make it stick, but what a douchebag. What a douchebag. I mean, these women said that they were stuck with the bill and, you know, felt like, well, what do I do now? I guess I have to pay for this bill. And that was part of the issue. Like, well, they voluntarily paid for the bill. So I think that's where the issue became. So it's it reminds me of just the other day. I was, where was I? It was a restaurant. And the guy said, I'm so sorry. We don't accept credit cards. No. Wait, was it cash? No, I had cash. That's right. And he goes, we don't accept bills over $50. A $50 bill is what I was trying to pay with. And I said, well, this is all I have and I don't have my credit card. And he's like, well, I know, but I'm going to get reamed by my boss. I said, you're probably going to get reamed by your boss if I don't pay for this meal, period. I said, so you better figure it out. Like, maybe you need to go across the street. It's like, so don't sit here and tell me that I can't do something. So anyhow, it's kind of, in this instance, I feel like these women should have said, call the police. I've just been robbed. I'm not going to pay this bill. Then I think you would have been in a situation where legally they could have gone after this guy more on the felony level. I mean, you know, again, this is Judge Espinosa's courtroom. What do I know about the law? But there it is. It sounds good to me. Hey, I'm also really upset about this guy. More than 6 women now coming forward in Orange County. You know who I'm talking about. This douchebag, big time douchebag. This one takes it to a new level. Dr. Grant Robichaux, 38 years old, and his girlfriend, Sarissa Laura Riley, who's only 31. Basically, the Orange County prosecutors have gone after them. They're accusing them of rape by drugs. Listen to this. Oral copulation by anesthesia. Assault with intent to commit sexual offenses and other crimes. This is terrible. So it looks like these two would go around and meet people at bars. Like one place was the China Palace. I guess it's a restaurant bar located on PCH in Newport Beach. They're from the Newport Beach area. He would, you know, he's a good looking guy. He's been on a reality show and the girlfriend's very pretty too. And apparently he would invite women back to his place and somehow they would, you know, he'd find ways to drug them and then they would do sexual things to them, like including using objects to place inside them. I mean, really depraved, sick people. And now what's really sad is that, you know, can you imagine the shame so many of these victims have felt? Like, I kind of, you almost feel, again, it goes back to like the other case where you feel like maybe I was kind of a willing victim because I did give the guy my number or her, let's say. And they said men and women at the press conference this week, because there was a press conference with the attorney, the district attorney, Tony Rakakis down there. And I feel like people probably felt like, I don't want to say anything because I kind of asked for it because I went back to his place or her place. And not knowing that from there, yeah, they took it a step further. And so the shame factor was huge. But there was a woman who came forward and she spoke out this week and everybody interviewed her, you know, local television. And she said, look, I went back and he kept trying to like take my top off. He kept trying to like, you know, kind of get me to do the deed. And I said, there was just something creepy about him. I said, no. And so she walked away, but she was so
I was upset. Just about to say that. Why stick around after that first hand came up?
Well, but hold on. But this woman did. And this woman said that she felt something weird. And I forget, there was something else to the interview that she said something didn't, you know, add up. So then she left. But then she felt really bad because when she saw the stories, she thought, oh, my God, I wish I would have, I don't know, said something. I don't know what you could. But otherwise, all these, you know, women would not have been assaulted. But these morons were released last week on $100,000 bail each. And here's the thing. A wolf can wear scrubs or doctor's clothing, or the wolf can be a beautiful woman. And that is very, very true. So again, this guy, you know, according to public records, they say in a Hoag hospital profile, which by the way, Hoag is an incredible hospital. He's an orthopedic surgeon, apparently received his medical degree from Louisiana State University in 2007, did his residency at UC Irvine Medical Center. And I hope this guy never sees an OR again. I'm sorry. I hope they take away his medical license. The fact that all these women are coming forward, I know he hasn't, you know, there's no verdict yet. It's just, you know, the case is preliminary. It's all starting, but it's really upsetting.
And this just in, Bill Cosby's sentencing is happening tomorrow.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yep, they're going to brand him as a sexually violent predator.
Predators, you guys.
Rest in peace, my childhood.
You guys all make me sick. Throw away the key for all these people. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640. Mary Kate, let's go.
Promises. I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
I made no promises.
Skipping over there. Rings, KFI, KFI, AM 640, iHeartRadio, my friends. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, 534 AM. Don't forget to hit us up on Twitter at @E_Espinosa. And Instagram at Elizabeth Espinosa. I've got some fun pictures. We'll share more hellos and all that fun stuff on social media in the next segment. So stick around. I may say your name. Woo! Just kidding. Hey, listen, I'm really up in arms too about our situation here with the homeless in LA.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm sure you know the numbers. 58,000 is what they've talked about. LA's homelessness surged 75% in 6 years. It's crazy. And truthfully, they say something ridiculous, like 3 out of 4 homeless people So 41,000 live in cars, campers, tents, and they come from all over the country. So what was it? Friday? Was it Thursday? I think it was Thursday. I went out to breaking news on the Santa Monica Pier. So it turns out they found a homeless man's body in his 30s, white guy, early 30s, dead underneath the bridge. And so the pier, I should say. And so we go out there and it turns out Santa Monica Police Homicide, you know, they're working with LAPD's elite team, robbery homicide detectives, because early in the week, remember last Sunday, in fact, while we were, God, that's really eerie, while we were doing the show to a degree, this awful human being who they believe is also homeless attacked three homeless men who were sleeping. Can you imagine? You're in deep sleep and they were in isolated areas just off of like between Figueroa and Flower, where you can get a little bit of shelter, like in a staircase. And while security for some of the buildings was doing like a perimeter check, they found these men. And of course, they'd been sitting there in some kind of pool of blood for who knows how long, transported to the hospital. And in fact, on Thursday, when we were doing the story, I believe it was Thursday, right? Two of the men who were at the hospital were found, I mean, passed away at the hospital. They didn't survive their injuries. So now we hear of this fourth victim in Santa Monica, and they're saying it's, I mean, they're not confirming that's the same suspect, but look, early morning hours, person uses an object, the deceased, the victim suffers blunt force trauma. So they believe the downtown LA incidents, the three, the suspect used a bat, a baseball bat, to slam their head and their upper torso. And then the same appears with the Santa Monica Pier situation. And then driving in, did you hear about the Palms area? Another homeless man got into a fight with someone and was attacked. I don't know what the condition is of that person, but it appears to be pretty bad. And so, you know, I spent a good portion of my afternoon hanging out around the Santa Monica Pier. And if you have spent any time there, you know that there are a lot of homeless people there. And why? Because there's access to the ocean to do things, right? You don't have access to a bathroom. There's also I know it sounds kind of gross. Producer Brent just gave me this look, but it's the reality. And also they have, the showers, the beach showers on the ground, like over by the sand. They have the bathrooms that are public. And so those are places for them to shower and to use the restroom. And so I was talking to this one guy, and his nickname is Old School. Young guy, really. He's only 48. Said he was a FedEx driver. Listen to this. Earning more than $200,000 a year. Got into some financial trouble over the house. Was married. Him and his wife tried to save it. And he alleged Wells Fargo or some other mortgage lender didn't help him. And they lost the house. So then they were in their car. They were in their house with no electricity for a little while. Then they lost the house. Then they went to their car. Then they moved to California. And the wife apparently had family here, and she just abandoned him. She's like, I'm out of here. So now he's by himself and could not have been more together, right? Like, you know, how you think of talking to someone who's homeless, they're either on drugs or they're mentally ill. He was so put together, and it just broke my heart because he was sharing his story about it's a vicious cycle. He's like, it's a war zone out here. You have to understand that this is Santa Monica, but you can't get more than 15 minutes of sleep. So can you imagine what it does to your body all the time? And then I said, do you do drugs? Be honest. He said, yeah, you have to survive. I have to do a little bit of crystal meth so I can stay awake and be alert. Otherwise, there's somebody always trying to take your stuff or hurt you. And now with this serial killer, this homeless serial killer who's homeless and attacking homeless people, how do you even have any peace of mind? And then he starts crying, telling me about how women who are homeless have it so much harder than he does, because at least he's a man. He says, I have so many women come up and, you know, you kind of, not everybody, but they kind of have an idea like who's a better person, right? Not, you know, going to attack you. And they ask me, can I just sleep next to you for 15 minutes? I just need to get some rest. And they said in Santa Monica, it's so tough because they do have, you know, ordinances where you can't sleep on the sidewalk because it's, you know, camping or, you know, some kind of tent situation there. And I said, so when I went to go interview, you know, Lieutenant Rodriguez, by the way, Santa Monica Police, really awesome guy. But I said, Lieutenant, what do you guys do? Like, what, have city leaders sat down and figured this out with your police chief? Because if you're trying to reach out and get the word out, because a lot of homeless people I talked to did not know about this guy. How do you know? You don't have a cell phone. You don't have a smartphone. You don't have TV, right? So, we're trying to get the word out. They're doing extra patrols. Well, okay. But here, like this girl I talked to, she said, I'm horrified. I posted a picture about her, of her, by the way, on my Instagram, at Elizabeth Espinosa. Check it out. Young girl, 38 years old, from Fontana, and just arrived in Santa Monica, homeless, in a really bad situation. And I'm telling you, I thought, how do we help these people right now in light of that there is a serial killer? And it was really frustrating, too, because I thought, maybe there needs to be an exception to the rule that all these homeless people, or at least the ones who, you know, understand and want help, can be allowed to sleep on sidewalks where there is light. So that way, if this person, the serial killer, approaches them, they're in the light. There may be surveillance video, because each one of these incidents, it's been in areas that were isolated, right? The guy under the Santa Monica Bridge, there's no surveillance video there. There are no eyewitnesses there. The guys in downtown LA. There was some video from a camera from the buildings, and it looks like, you know, he was robbing them too, took their stuff. He's bow-legged. He has a distinctive gait. They think he's homeless too. He's either white or Hispanic, also like he's 30 to 40 years old. But it's not really the best video. I mean, they've put it out there, and we'll post it on our page, KFIAM640.com, keyword Sunday. But I think that our city leaders and our law enforcement really needs to get really creative and find a way to allow these people to go into the light. Or I don't know, maybe it's a homeless camp, an area. There's got to be an abandoned parking lot where maybe they can go to. I know not everyone's going to go. It's very complex. I get it. But it's kind of awful that we know this is happening and we're just like, well, laws are laws. You guys got to stay, you know, got to keep it moving, stay in the darkness, stay in the corner. You know, I don't know. I mean, again, for those people that I talk to anyway, I think they would be like, thank you. I welcome that. If you're not going to, you know, that you're going to allow me to sleep on the sidewalk where there is light, because I don't want to get attacked by this homeless serial killer. I mean, we got to really figure this out. So anyhow, if anyone sees anything, please reach out to Santa Monica Police Department, LAPD, you know, robbery, homicide. You can leave your tip anonymously, as you know. We always talk about this. But prayers, man. Prayers for all those homeless people and just spending time with them. It really was a reality check of sometimes we get a little crazy thinking like, oh, I wish I had this. I wish I had that. You got to be grateful for what you have. And because if not, it spirals out of control. And we're all truthfully just a few paychecks away from being in that situation. I always say never say never. So be grateful, be kind. And please, one of the things that this guy said to me is, I feel invisible. It's like people don't see me. So I hope that at least for me that day, I said, look, I see you. I see you, and I'm going to pray for you. So let's pray for them and see what we can do and hopefully get, I don't know. It's very complex. But again, I just hope there's a solution for so many of those families. I mean, there are many children, you realize. 60,000 or so in LA. Children amongst that number that are homeless. All right, we'll be back with more fun, uplifting news anyway. Beyonce's been in town, we'll talk about the situation with the concert and actually a funny story to lighten up your morning. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640. Mary Kate, take it away.
One kiss is all it takes. Falling in love with me. Possibilities. I look like all you need.
KFI AM 640, Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, 5:49 a.m. All right, we're going to get to the calendar section momentarily, and I have a great interview with you as well with someone for a great event coming up. We'll talk about your tweets and your Instagram comments and Beyonce and Jay-Z in town. But I want to first go to Daisy Chavez. Good morning, Daisy Chavez. Welcome to Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa.
Good morning, Elizabeth.
I want to introduce you guys to Daisy Chavez because there is an incredible interview with her. If you go to KFIAM640.com, keyword Sunday, you got to do this. The question is her brother being targeted for being Latino in Montana? Yeah, from the LA area, busted in Montana. And what is he being targeted for dating outside his ethnicity? He was dating a Caucasian girl. And now the question is it abuse of authority because the alleged victim is connected to the DA's office? Tell me briefly what happened.
A relationship where he went out to Montana. She asked him to go out there. While out there, a domestic fight occurred between both and now was turned into something horrible, where he was, his charges were just amped up, and basically we have now come to know that she has connections to law enforcement, lead detective, and just everybody in general personally know her, and it's turned into a big nightmare for our family, to where, you know, we now know that we've come to know that the family never agreed to their relationship. So because of this, he's been sitting in jail now for over a year now, and we haven't been able to bail him out. Bail amounts have been up to, at one point, it was up to $1.5 million cash. So we've been living a nightmare all this time, basically.
Right. And your family is very close. It's you, your sister, your brother, your parents. Yeah. I mean, pouring all kinds of money at this for, you know, his defense. And again, the question is this an abuse of authority? You know, is there some legal corruption happening in this? So if you're a legal mind, I would love for you to listen to this interview, comment, and, you know, what do you think? So Daisy Chavez, thank you so much. We will continue this conversation with you and keep us posted. I know that there's a lot of interest from media around the country, also in Latin America, which, you know, a lot of their stations are here in the States as well. People trying to understand what's happening. So where exactly in Montana again?
Great Falls, Montana.
Great Falls, Montana. It's pretty small there too, huh?
Great Falls, Montana. And it is the Great Falls Police Department. So we just want to get the word out. We want people to see and open their eyes about corruption does exist. And we just want our brother home. But it's been very difficult.
Oh, I can't even imagine. And by the way, Daisy, without outing who your husband is, funny enough, this is life, right? Her husband is in law enforcement. So it's you understand the rules, you understand the law, and yet, but of course, he's not Great Falls law enforcement, Montana, right? He's here.
Absolutely not.
In the LA area.
I've been part of a law enforcement family for over 11 years, and I have never in my mind, like, ever seen this type of attitude and this type of basically abuse of power.
I'm so sorry. Daisy, thank you so much. So go to KFIAM640.com, keyword Sunday. And if you're in law enforcement, if you're in Montana, hey, listen, I'm going to call you out to the district attorney, police chief. Call us. Hey, I'd love to have you on. Let's talk to you here. If you think this family's making these claims and their attorney is wrong, then call us. I mean, in fact, hit me up on Instagram and Twitter. I'm just saying, I'm right here. Speaking of Twitter, love you guys. Andy Gomez saying, good morning. How's the hangover? You're funny. I don't have a hangover. It's just that I posted a picture last night of my girlfriend, Jasmine, who's a reporter on the morning show at KCBS. And she had her baby shower. It was the funniest thing as I'm walking up. It was so loud. It was all these TV reporters. And I thought, damn, we can talk. So congratulations to her. Can I just say the love of family and friends? So my buddy Daryl, love him. Shout out to Daryl. It was his birthday yesterday. And so Friday night, I told him, I said, I'm going to take you out for your birthday. What do you want? He wanted to go see The Predator. God help me. So I went to go see The Predator. And I'm sitting there eating popcorn and thinking, I am the best friend ever. Anyway, it was very interesting. Also, Joe says, good morning. And he asks, please tone down that sexy voice. What? Last week, I had to put the radio in the fridge at 6 a.m. to cool off. Wow. I hope this isn't too sexy for you, Joe. Now it's just getting creepy. Okay, and Ruth, love you, Ruth. Ruth Hummel says, glad you made it to the crazy LA freeways. I worry so much about your drive-in Saturday night / Sunday morning. Right? Thank you, Ruth. I love you.
At least somebody cares.
I know. KFI should give you a better shift time. Okay, did you hear
there
that?
You hear that? Robin, okay, Robin, copy Robin that. Okay, I'll go send it.
Love you. Thank you so much. And the reason why she said concerned, because if you missed it, the top of the show, we talked about how driving in this morning, there was a wrong way driver on the 110 freeway. I'm hoping that's all been cleared by now, but in case that isn't, that's why there is such a backup on the 110 freeway. Southbound lanes right off of the 9th Street. So kind of crazy. Hey, listen, I also heard, because I was covering the whole Beyonce and Jay-Z concert situation here, because they're playing tonight again at the Rose Bowl. Well, apparently people are pretty pissed off. I got some tweets saying, Elizabeth, Pasadena, Rose Bowl did terrible. They actually made us walk, all the Lyft folks and Uber had to walk like a mile and a half. And they said that they were really bad in terms of treatment, getting in, like treating people like criminals. security was tight. We get it. But I don't know. That's not too cool. That's a lot to walk.
I understand that.
Why?
I used to live over there.
Okay. Yeah.
An actor has to deal with a lot of security.
Apparently so. All right, let's go to the counter section. Let's go. Yeah. Susan G. Komen, Orange County Race for the Cure. That's happening in Newport Beach. In fact, that's starting in half an hour, 6:30 a.m. to noon. You also have Dino Summer at Discovery Cube LA. That's in Sylmar. That should be fun. And also, I want to bring on Kim Savage, co-founder of Megan's Wings. We met, a year ago, Kim? Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about this great event.
Okay. So we're having our 14th annual Megan Savage Memorial Race for a Cure next Saturday on Saturday, September 29th at McCarthy Park in Evelyn. And it's a 5K race, and also we have a 1K kids fun run. The 1K starts at 8 a.m., and the 5K is at 8:30. And it's really a lot of fun for the whole family. We also have other things going on at the park, including a live band. We have a raffle, pancake breakfast. And we end the event with a live butterfly release in honor and memory of loved ones lost to cancer.
Yeah.
And the proceeds raised help us fund our programs, including our patient aid program, which, you know, as you know, a year ago, when I met you, we were able to help a family and a young boy from who was receiving treatment at City of Hope.
Yeah.
We were able to help him with the car.
That's right. You helped get him a car. It's incredible. Megan's Wings is a nonprofit volunteer-based foundation, okay, established in the memory of your daughter, right? 9-year-old Megan?
Yes.
Who lost her battle to leukemia in 2003. But I love that you have not given up on making a difference in so many people's lives. So thank you so much, Kim Savage. I appreciate you. And come back next Sunday so you can let us know everybody who showed up and how much fun it was. I love it.
Okay, great. And can I just let everybody know where to go to register?
Really quick, we're up against the clock. Go for it, Missy.
Okay, you can register at meganswings.org. That's MEGANSWINGS.org.
Awesome. And we're going to post that, of course, on our page. So don't you worry. Thank you so much, Kim. Have an incredible Sunday. Thank
you. You too.
Thank you. KFIAM640.com, keyword Sunday. And if you guys have more questions and whatnot, you know what I mean, loose ends here, hit me up. Tweet me at @E_Espinosa. And of course, Instagram at Elizabeth Espinosa. Oh, and don't forget the podcast, Elizabeth on Top. All right. Really excited. We'll be here next Sunday. I'm hoping you have an incredible day. For those of you going out for your long run today, good luck with that. I don't think I'm going to make my run today. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640. Namaste.
Turn down for what? Turn down for what? Turn down for what?
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.